This is Central Time. I'm Keely Boltina. An historic golf league is being revived with the goal of making the game more diverse. The United Golfers Association was founded in 1925 by African American players to host their own tournaments at a time when they were officially banned from the PGA Tour. The sport got rid of its whites-only rule in 1961. But even today, black golfers make up just a handful of professional players and instructors. The new version of the UGA started last year, and it hopes to change that by giving aspiring players the chance to practice at a high-tech training facility, to take parts in tournaments, and to learn about the business side of the game. Andy Walker is one of the 29 black golfers who's competed on the PGA Tour. He's director of player development for the United Golfers Association. Earlier this week, he talked with Central Time producer Dean Kinetter.
Your work with the United Golfers Association is about providing opportunities to compete. And you might think that here in 2021, in the wake of the Tiger Woods era, that there would be more African-American golfers than ever. But that's not the case. What has the number of black professional players looked like over time?
Well, you know, I think back 20 years ago, even more than 20 years ago now, actually about 40 years ago, there was quite a bit of number of African-American tour players out there. A lot it due in part because of the UGA's involvement in their development and their support system, not only monetarily, but they traveled together and practiced and played together. They had a venue of playing, and it was their development system to play on the big tour. And so since the Caucasian-only clause was rescinded from the PGA bylaws, the UGA was disbanded in essence. And so there just wasn't that development system. Then here we come, you know, 20 years later, and you have Tiger come, and Tiger's kind of an anomaly. So they didn't, you know, I think all the resources was putting into showcasing Tiger, not to developing more Tigers. And so the PGA Tour and everybody did really good, you know, in kind of branding their the organizations around Tiger, but it really was really a lot slower, you know, coming to fruition. And the few that have played out there on tour, you know, Joseph Bramlett and Cameron Champ and Harold Varner and myself and Tim and some of the other guys, you know, we all had access and resources to play at the highest level. So we kind of made the best with what we had and use that. And so now what we're trying to do is really revive a whole crop of young players, from junior players to amateurs, men and women, all the way up to professional players, and really give them the best resources available at an early age so they don't kind of fall through those cracks.
And you mentioned that the UGA originally disbanded in, I think, 1976. And at that time, there were a fair amount of players of color on the tour. And a lot of them, as you said, got their start when the UGA was providing those opportunities.
Yeah, they did. And so, you know, they couldn't play on the big show, but what they did was they had their own big show. And so the players went out there and groomed their games and learned how to win and learned how to compete at the highest level and make a living while doing it. And so, you know, it was more of a transition into the PGA Tour when they had an opportunity to play there. They were already ready. So they had a developmental system. Nowadays, with the game being so, I guess, high tech, you know, the players need to be trained at a little higher level. You're not going to get so many of those, you know, quote unquote caddy swings being successful on tour, even though there still are going to be a few. But, you know, what we're trying to do now is really support them. Historically, there's been a lot of grassroots programs to help minorities and really disenfranchised and people of a lower socioeconomic background get into the game. But there's been nothing, once they show interest or a little bit of promise in the game, there's been nothing to take them from, you know, second base all the way home. And so, or from first base all the way home, to be honest. So, you know, so that's, like I said, that's where we're going to come in. But there was a lot of players out there. You had Calvin and you had the Thorpes, Bill and Chuck and Jim and you had, you know, Charlie and Lee and so many great players that were, you know, playing back there. I mean, I would, and the women as well, you know, Renee Powell was playing on that and won the national UGA National Open as well. So there were so many good players at that time, but there was in essence, there was an association, there was a fraternity through the UGA that linked them all together, and there was resources available to them, and there was a bond that they all shared once that was taken away, we just kind of started falling by the wayside a little bit.
And you've been getting this new effort off the ground over the past year. Can you talk a bit more about kind of the goals you have for the new UGA and how it's going to hopefully remove some of those barriers to entry?
Well, what we're going to do is, I tell everyone we're building Wakanda for golf. And so it will be the most state-of-the-art, sophisticated practice facility in the world. So it won't just be a decent place to come and get some work done. It's going to have everything you're going to need to be a better player and more importantly, a better competitive player. Inside of that, we're going to build an environment to where we're going to support grassroots programs, whether it is monetarily, whether it is with resources and access, whether it's with facilities, clubs, training their trainers to make sure that the players are getting good training from an early age. But we're going to also provide a resource and a atmosphere that players are going to feel welcomed. It's a game that can be pretty exclusionary, and it has a history of doing so. So, we want to make sure that people feel welcome, they feel wanted in this game because they're definitely needed. And the more players of color that come to this game, I think the better the game's going to be. So we will, while training them to be the best players possible, we're going to be exposing them to the agronomy side of the game. We're going to be exposing them to the business side and the club pro side of the game. We're going to be exposing them to the hotel and travel industry part of the game. People can make a really good living inside of this game that don't have to play on tour. And that's what we want to, make sure is that we do produce more tour players, but we're producing more players that or more golfers that are going to have a great living. Inside the golf industry, you need advertising and marketing people, you need accountants, you need, financial analysts, you need all the different types of people, and you can do that inside of this great game of ours.
We're talking with Andy Walker right now, Director of Player Development for the United Golfers Association, a group he's helping to revive to give more black players the chance to compete in golf. And Andy, you recently wrote that in your time as one of the few black players on the PGA Tour, there were moments where you felt unwelcome or treated with outright suspicion. Do you think that helping a few more black players reach that pro level, or as you said, become coaches and mentors, will kind of create a culture where your everyday player doesn't have to worry about being treated like an outsider?
Definitely. I think the more you see players of color on tour, the less it's going to become foreign to the outside people or the people that may be working at these venues or that are even running the venues. And so, if you don't just see Tiger, which is very recognizable, and you see some of the players of color out there, they're not super known like everyone else is. So, that's what we want to do is just foster an environment of inclusion. But really flood the market, right? I mean, I think the more you see, I don't think it's far-fetched to say you can go into the finest clubs in this country, private clubs, and you're not going to see a lot of people that look like me working inside the pro shop, and especially not being GMs and director of golfs and head pros at those facilities. They're probably outside scrubbing wrenches or working in the kitchen. And so, the more that we get people of color in prominent positions, that are qualified to be there, then it's going to be a it'll be a lot more accepted, but it won't be it's, you wouldn't feel like someone playing basketball wouldn't be included because there's so many of people of color playing basketball. So that's how we want the golf to look. And people have been saying it for a long time. We want golf to look more like America. It doesn't right now. So, we want to definitely help change the complexion of the game.
And in your first year, what has the response been like? Do you feel there's momentum there in the game?
Yeah, definitely. I think us being on this call right now is momentum, and the awareness of what's going on, and obviously post tragedy of George Floyd, there's been this social awakening. So there's a lot of momentum going on. There used to be just kind of mindless talks before, and I think now people are kind of joining and banding in with those talks and the people that have been going through it for a while and realizing that there's a problem. And so, things are moving forward. They're moving forward really fast right now. Currently, I'm working with about six or seven of our young black professionals. This summer, I'm going to start doing some camps with some of our young African American men and women that are playing junior golf. We have some very talented players, and so we really just want to kind of up the ante to say and help their development, and their growth in this game. So. I'm really excited, you know, and our thing is to be kind of a hub for really for everybody in this game, to be honest, but really show a keen interest in developing and nurturing these African American players because they have just been so historically left by the wayside.
Well, Andy, good luck in the coming year, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And, thanks for keeping up the good fight.
Andy Walker is a former professional golfer and director of player development for the United Golfers Association. That's a group he's bringing back to help more black players compete and pursue careers in the game. He talked with Central Time producer Dean Kinetter.